affectionately as Pa. I think in the earlier years he was always Dad. That's right. And toward last way was Pa.
And formally, in referring to him, you'd say he was your
father.
And terms for your mother?
Well, she's always been Mom. M-O-M.
And your mother and your father together, you'd say, were your
parents.
And your father's father was your
granddad.
Did you know him?
No.
How about your mother's father?
Yes.
You have? What did you usually call him?
Grandpa.
Grandpa? And your grandmother?
Grandma.
And if you and your wife had a girl, she would be your
daughter.
And she would be I've already tipped this one. A son is a boy, a daughter is a...
Well, a girl.
And a woman who delivers babies, let's say she's not a licensed physician, but her job is delivering babies.
Well, she's known as a midwife.
Any other terms for
that? Well, if I ever heard them, I don't recall them.
If a child has the facial characteristics of his father, you'd say he
favors his father.
And if a couple has 10 children, and they stick with them, see the children grow up, and then marry and get out on their own, you say, these people have, what, 10
raised
children?
A large family.
And if a child is named George, and his father is named George, you say that child is named his father.
His name for his father.
I think we just went through that, didn't we?
Yes.
Any particular terms for an illegitimate child?
Well, in the barroom vernacular, there may be some. Tom and Mrs.
Now, what would the normal term be if you're referring to one?
It all depends on where I was.
Well, let's say you're with your wife.
Well, I'd probably refer to the child as an illegitimate child.
No, let's say you were in other circumstances.
Out in the pool room, I'd say the little bastard.
And is the term woods cold or blanket baby or any of that sort of thing? In other words, euphemisms for
no.
Babies. If you're going to take a baby out for some air or something, what do you put him in? His things, wheels?
Well, I can give you several. Well, it's baby buggy right here. Perambulator back east, I suppose, isn't it?
Not very often. It's usually baby buggy or baby carriage.
Mm-hmm. Baby buggy. You don't hear the carriage.
And what do you call the operation of taking the child out of this vehicle? I'm going to
take the child for a stroll or a walk. Or
your sister's son would be your
nephew.
And a child with no living parents is an
orphan.
And the court will appoint someone to watch over him. This is called his
guardian.
Yeah.
Guardian. Not guardian.
The guardian is very common.
Is it?
The guardian. A girl.